Talk Radio.
Welcome to our show again. Okay, we're listening, family. We're back. I'm still in New York, so we decided to record one more show before I went back home. As usual, we have the crew with us. My man, my homie from, 30-plus years. You know how we do. Amadi Martin, what's good, homie?
Yeah. I'm back up in the building. Now, me, what's up?
And, of course, you know we have the lovely and talented Odetta.
Hey, what's good, everybody? What's
happening? All right. So now Odetta brought back her homegirl back up here and made her. You know, she wanted to come back and get some of this back to us, those smiles, pretty smiles. I love her smile.
She just wanted some more. She wanted some more.
Smile.
There you go. Maida, how you doing, sweetheart? All right, and we also got one more person on the panel
let
tonight.
Let me introduce all right,
go
her.
Ahead,
please,
do it, man.
Please,
that's
please.
How we do, man.
Listen,
that's
I
how
was
we
seeing
do.
This on Facebook Wars. You know, she's been out there with her long back. Listen, I want to welcome the one, the only, the lovely, Danasia.
Hi,
that's
how are
up.
You?
That's up. Yeah.
Oh.
So annoying.
Which part? The long back part or what part?
Every part.
Dang.
Whatever it is, it's annoying. It's
y'all got
him. It's annoying.
Y'all really got to explain what that long back means to me later on, because I don't know what that means.
You ain't got to do that. You ain't got to do that.
Wow.
I like that. The purpose of the show is unity. So we have the females here. They're coming together. You know, the last couple times I really fucked them down. You know. Yeah, you tried it. So we decided to make it a fair, balanced discussion. We bring on another panelist a different perspective because, after all, at the end of the day, and that's probably the worst line I always hate hearing and saying at the end of the day, by the way, but, you know, it's about the ladies. It's about bringing the community.
It's the worst line.
Yeah, I hate that. But it is about the. Yeah, it definitely does. It's about the women, though. It's about bringing families and community together.
No doubt.
So that's why we have females here. Y'all want to be heard. So, Greg, let's get into the show, Greg.
All right, let's do it. All right, so the title of today's show will be Why Can Men Be Our Friends? And we talk about why men always get so crazy when a woman gives them a little bit of attention. They always want more than what it's supposed to be known as. You know, if you just want to be cool, you just want to hang out, you want to drink, or just go to the bowling alley, whatever, why do you want more? So, ladies, do you have some questions for us? And I hope that you have some real good questions, because we do have some answers to all of that. So, any one of y'all can go first, but, you know, I'm going to go with Odetta, because Odetta is the lady of our show, so she will have to go first.
There you go,
mama.
My question today.
It is
her house.
Right. I'm hosting tonight at the Cougar Den. Location is private.
We got a putty cat, though, so it might be easy.
So my question tonight is,
go ahead.
Why can't you guys take the friend zone? Why can't we just be friends, chill, and be cool? Like, why is that?
Who you asking, Marty or myself?
I'm asking
either. Who you asking, Marty or myself?
I'm asking you, Greg.
Okay, you're asking me. All right, you're welcome. To me, it's all about how you act towards us.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is that for instance, I could look at a woman, I could tell if she's digging me or not. The way I act towards her, if she shuts that down, then automatically I'm going to stop trying to be that way with her. I'm going to be calm, cool, collective. But if she's more with that and she's flirtatious with me as well, then I'm going to go a little bit further until she stops it.
I'm going to try a different approach. That's what he means.
It's true.
Okay, that don't work.
No, that's telling you.
Try plan B.
Okay,
rewind.
Go.
Rewind.
Mud, what do you think about that, Mud?
So, me personally, I'm sorry, I couldn't even imagine that situation. I apologize. You're talking about getting bucked down, like, you know, like, not being, like, we're going to be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's happened before. But if
yes,
it has happened.
Stop that.
If
stop
it has
that.
Happened, then it's mutual. That's fine. So, on to the next.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting around wasting my time boo-hooing about you. Like, I know my worth. You got to be, you must be crazy to think about sitting around boo-hooing about one missed opportunity. I'm going to shoot 1,000 shots.
Yeah.
I'm out the game now. I'm retired, though, so I'll be good.
So what do you mean by that, Odetta? Are you talking about, like, you know you and this guy is cool and he keeps on getting at you, or?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. You know, yeah. Like, okay, we've established we're just going to be friends,
right?
And that's it.
So you established that already.
And then you come back to it.
So you
right?
established
yes.
that already. Okay.
So they didn't establish it.
Established. Right. Obviously not, if you keep trying.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. What do you mean? How do you establish that? Like
communication and something like, look, we're just friends.
Like,
I'm not attracted to you like that. You're cool as shit. You know, like, you're cool. You're fun and all that. But I just
like,
don't want to take it any further.
I get all that, but I'm just saying, like, the first initial contact that you had with this particular guy, was there any flirtation going on, or you guys were just straight cool? How did it go down? At some point, did he keep on going with that kind of conversation with you and you stopped it, or was it always this friend always?
Or did you give him an in? Was there a chance that
yes.
you might have thrown him an alley-oop
yes.
unknowingly or maybe subconsciously?
Yeah, unknowingly, I guess it would have to be that way.
Okay.
Like maybe I sent a signal that I did not mean to send.
Okay.
But
so
I'm
once again,
you know,
Greg, once again,
oh,
Greg,
up, but if I'm
once
telling you,
again.
You know, initially, if that's what started it,
okay,
maybe I gave you the wrong impression.
Okay.
All right, and I see he's trying to push it towards more than just being cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have that conversation.
Okay.
You know, you nip it in the bud right there, like, okay, I'm not going to play with you.
Okay.
I don't want to be played with.
Right.
So,
I can deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
I see Maida is chomping at the bit to say something about that. I can deal with that. If you come with me like that, I would stop. But if you're flirtatious with me, you know, and you doing little things here and there, and I can feel the energy between you and I, I'm going to try to keep on shooting my shot. That's my word.
And so, like, you just think she's going to give in? Like, all right,
maybe.
She's going to buck.
Maybe.
Don't hurt.
Maybe.
Don't
hurt. You got to wear her down.
Maybe.
You got to wear her down.
Maybe.
No,
maybe.
Yeah. But I want to know.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm
going to
start hurting you.
Sorry,
honestly.
And I'm fine with that.
I can't do that.
I'm
going to
start hurting you.
I can't
even be me.
Because now you're being annoying. I've already told you what it was. We discussed this already. You know you're in the friend zone. So stop trying to call your way out. Either you're going to remain in the friend zone or it's nothing. We're not going to be friends then. If you can't take it, be a man. Say something about it. Listen, I can't deal with it. And then that be that.
And
I'm
that's fine.
Losing a friend.
That's fine. That's fine. If you set up those parameters, then we're good with that. But if those parameters are not set, we're going to keep on shooting our shot.
But why can't I just be nice upon meeting you? Like, hey,
you
know what I'm saying? Just be nice. And now you like, you know, you're trying to take it somewhere else.
So you basically saying every man is that way?
We can chat on the phone. We can hang out.
Maida, are you saying every man is that way?
A lot are.
I didn't ask you that. I said, if
every.
So what's everything. The difference between those men that don't do it and then the men that do?
No, the difference is somebody needs to get the dag on point. The one that I'm telling is in the friend zone, he needs to get the point.
I got you.
That's
so is he really your friend?
Somebody gets the point.
Is he really your
and
friend?
The other person doesn't.
Is he really your friend?
At the end of the day.
Did you turn around and look at somebody? I'm trying to figure out what. I don't know what's going on right now. This is radio. I want to know what did you do? What was that, all that pausing for? What was that about? You just looked at who? Who did you look at? Oh, Mari. Okay. Denasia's just looking at me crazy right now. She tapped me like 5 times on the shoulder. And I told her stop tapping me, and she's still tapping me.
There are men out there that you can tell them. You can show them signs. You can sit there and tell him about your man problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here coming to you for advice. Why do you think that I want to do something with you? Why can't you understand that?
Every time I call you because I need something, I need a ride or something, we friends. Okay? We friends.
Hold on.
No, seriously, we friends. I want to chill. I want to hang. We friends. If I call you and I'm hype, hey, what you doing tonight? Let's hang. Let's chill. That's it.
Marty, you like to chime in on this one?
We friends. I'm going to get drunk with you and I'm going to
go. She got turned up.
That's it.
Tanasia's standing
that's
up in the studio right now, everybody.
Because you're making it feel like it's our fault. It ain't our fault.
get it. Let's get it popping. Yeah. So
we bring the show back around.
Yeah, so bring it back around. Because,
I want to say something.
Okay, go
after
say
you
something.
Put the chicken in the oven. Listen. So, in all fairness, I mean, to go back to the question about, you know, males and females being friends, and because I didn't really answer that question the way that y'all wanted to hear the true and factual answer. The reason why it's so hard is because men are attracted to women. It's natural, just like y'all are attracted to us. But a lot more of your savagery ways are coming out, so y'all actually indulge in our wicked behavior. So we're not really in all seriousness thinking about certain things when we go after something, because we're really thinking about trying to have sex to bed y'all. Remember that? That's our line, to bed y'all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But y'all are actually looking for legitimate friendships. And then somewhere down the line, wires get crossed. Mm-hmm. Could be, you know, that old narrative, a shoulder to cry on becomes to ride on later. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because that guy that was there at a time where you're emotional or you're available or, you know, or your defenses are down, now look at him as, oh my God, I'm so in love with him because he's just the person that I need right now. And that's how that friendship starts to change. So the mic's over here if you have something to say.
What is you talking about?
Say it with your chest. You got something
to
say.
What is you talking about?
Louder.
What are you talking about?
Then explain. I'm good. I don't care.
Really?
All you get is a bunch of
I'm on. Yeah. Nate, what do you got to say?
Now,
about
an example. I became friends with this person. Right? We're friends. We talk every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
I see him. He sees me. Hey, what's going on? Let's chill. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We hung out.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was all good.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever started off as me wanting to be with him or him wanting to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you appreciate me because your baby mama's up.
So how long is this friendship? This
friendship is probably 3 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's fairly new. I've had male friends that many years.
Right.
Like you, 20 plus years.
Right.
He was setting you up.
No, he wasn't crying on, I wasn't crying on his shoulder. I didn't fall in love. Technically, I really think he's like weak.
Right.
I think he's weak.
Because he started to feel for you? He's weak?
No, not because he started to feel for me, but because he was crying on my shoulder about some things that truly he should not have been talking to me about, especially if you're trying to
mend things up. Gotcha.
So don't, you know, whatever he was talking about, I don't know where he took the
No, I got that, but
for a situation I was in, you know.
But even what you're saying right there, you're saying he was weak. As a friend, did you tell him that?
Yes, I did.
And what did he do after that?
What did he do after that? He got off the phone and thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked the next day,
mm-hmm.
and I explained to him, A, B, C, D. This is why I think that.
Mm-hmm. And that was it?
So
you got to stay friends?
I'm harsh with him sometimes. Sometimes I'm harsh with him.
All right.
And just talking to him and whatever. And, he, you know, I guess that turned him on.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, I'm going to try. And I'm out of the blue. I'm like, where the hell this shit come from? That's
right.
Not the level we're on. Like, I took it as far as I'm going to set your ass up on Love Connection. Like, it's not me. You don't want me.
Okay.
I don't want you.
Okay.
And I tell him this.
Okay.
I tell him this. But every now and again, we have a friendly conversation for a week.
Okay. Dada.
No,
but when I speak of friendship, I mean only friendship. He's not taking you anywhere. He's not smoking you up or drinking with you, chilling. You know, like doing those things, investing. Then I feel like he's going to accept someone.
Okay.
If he's investing in you.
Investing time and money.
Right. Now, being friends, just being friends, like, I see as friendships as male friendships as I have had, were just that, friends. It wasn't any exchange of anything, because if you give me something, you're going to accept something. If I'm giving you my cash, where's my bag?
Okay.
And that's just anything. Any little attention. Any dude drives off attention. Any little speck, a high back, anything is going to...
You with me on that.
It's going to, like, have me open. So he's going to keep coming back. Like, eventually, I'm going to get up.
Sooner or later.
I
see
it, right. So if you wanted to shut down, you
gotta
shut that shit down.
Yeah, that's how I try to do that with smiles, but she was not hearing me, but you know, just because I'm married, I guess, and she ain't hearing that. The Major, do you have something to add to that?
Yes, I've had times where it is right. You have to start from the jump. Like, I've had times where men laugh and joke, or they touch me, and I just, you know, brush it off, and then I see them again, and they're, like, still on it, and I'm like, yo, like,
yeah,
come on. And then they're looking at me like, well, you let me do it the first time, and I'm like, nah, like, it's not like that, so now they're still going. So from the gate, I guess it is. You and Hamadi are right. You got to tell them from the gate. Like, listen, don't touch me like that. Don't say it like that. It is what it is. And as Odetta said, and as I said, I ain't talking about, like, smoking me up and shit because I got a job. Okay? A man can give you a ride and is looking at you like, and I'm thinking in my head, you just genuinely giving me a ride. And in your head, you like, I just dropped Shorty off 10 miles. She about to bust it. And I'm like, whoa, I thought you was being nice. You know? But clearly, it's not
nice. Now it's your turn.
Be nice. So it's like she said, don't expect nothing and don't give nothing, because now, you know, we're looking at each other like, all right, just be friends, as she said. It's what it is. Hi, how are you? I'm fine. You know, how's your kids? Y'all cool? Boom, boom, boom. That's it.
I'm with y'all on all this, and I'm glad you guys do see this, but everything is energy. We really vibe off energy. Men, guys that really have game, they notice weaknesses in women and things like that, and they try to attack that. So if you show them that weakness, then we're going to go after it. I'm just saying, that's how we are. We are hunters. We hunt and we hunt and we hunt. We go after the prey. If you allow us, Daddy, you okay, baby girl? I can't help it. I wish we had a camera out here. I know. But what I'm saying is, this is how we are. You know, some, like, we could play around in here and we could have a good time. We could flirt, act stupid, whatever, and it's all good because we know that. It's nothing to it. A lot of guys are not that way.
A lot of guys are not built that way. We've all seen that.
But we gotta also remember this as well, too. Ladies, and I'm being real serious about this. I might confess to this as well. Since you've been the age of 14, guys have been trying to holler at you almost every day. And you guys have been rejecting guys left and right. Us, we ain't have it that way. As men, a lot of times we get rejected. I think I tried to holler at you back in the day, Odetta, you had rejected me. So that'll make a difference. Girls will do that all the time. I know. Maybe, because I was a dirt dog.
Son, hold up. Huh? You're not gonna let that slide.
I know. Easy. Relax. Go. But I'm saying, but that's the thing. Like, we get rejected all the time, so we're used to you rejecting us. But if you're showing us that energy.
So we don't get rejected all the time. Don't put away.
Sometimes.
Men get rejected all the time.
Every man but Hamadi.
Yeah, but Hamadi. I don't know what the hell Hamadi's drinking.
It's real season.
Yeah. So we're used to that, so we're going to keep on going. But if you come up with the attitude like, yeah, completely dead it, then we won't act that way. I'm telling you.
I saw that too.
Yeah. You say we bitches. You got an attitude. Right. Stuck up.
But who cares?
Why you asking like
but
that?
Who
right?
cares? Who, but,
like
who, but who cares? Right. Like, you don't want to deal with that guy in that type of way anyhow. So if he's coming up like that, you're like, damn, I don't need you on my roster because you're an asshole because you're coming at me calling me all different types of names. So why would I want you on my roster? Mm-hmm. So who cares about that dude? He's 86. Am I right? Am I?
In today's case, he might be 86.
He gave her a shot for that. He gave her a shot. He apologized. He apologized. But it's Odetta's shot. It's Odetta's shot. It's Odetta's shot. Like, yo, he just kept going all in. Oh, it's going. Bye, bye. It's LaToya, I'm in case you, baby. We drink it up.
You had enough where you're at.
She's showing this. Yeah, she's good. She's good. All right, ladies, what else do you have for us? Amadi, what are you cooking over there, man? I see you over there in the kitchen doing your thing over there, man. What's going on over there, Amadi? What you got over there doing for us, man?
Some breaded chicken cutlets. Some murder mac.
Some sauteed.
Relax.
Sorry. Yes, she's excited.
Asparagus,
sauteed in garlic butter. I got you. Tanasia, you wanted to say something. You said you wanted to do something. What you wanted to say to us, baby girl?
I had a question to ask you guys because you are older than me. You have more experience.
How old are you again?
I'm 24.
Oh, she's steady. I called her out. That's fine.
Next year I'll be able to rent a car. Don't worry.
You're rolling.
Okay. No, but seriously, like, how do you handle being shut down? Do you care? Like, do you go home and be like, or do you change it up the way you did it? Because I've known as a female, if a man ever, you know, shut me down, it does happen. I go home like, damn, he dead didn't want me. Like, do you do things like that? Or do you think it's easy to just move on to the next?
Somebody want to answer that?
Is it easy to move on? Like, all right, whatever.
What, when a dude shuts you down?
Like when a girl shuts you down.
Girls don't shut me down.
Oh, besides Amadi, have you ever seen someone get shut down?
Like your friend.
All right, so I'm lying. So I've been shut down a couple of times, right? But I'm okay with that. There was a couple of hang-ups, and then I got over them. You know how you get over them? By getting under someone else. It's really simple. Like it, like that. I'm sorry, what you said?
That smile. Don't do that smile. Don't do that smile.
All jokes aside, like, the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. And, you know, after you get over that or under that, then you move on, you know, you recollect yourself, you reorganize your situation, and then you move on to the next. And then, you know, but, of course, you got to get yourself right before you move on to that next situation. And usually that happens, though, when you find a friend or you start hanging out with your friends. So, you know, you want to really be careful with that, though, so you don't end up in a situation which could be worse than the last situation, because that friend that was there for you that you really weren't attracted to now becomes your man or your woman in whatever case it may be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
thoughts from Hamadi? Thank you.
Absolutely.
So, we think differently. Like I said, you guys as females are used to men coming to you each and every day since the age of 14. We're not used to that. So when we have got accustomed to getting rejected, and we figure out how to get in better with you without you rejecting us. So we might come at you as friends at first to get at you in a different way later on. That's how we think now, because you guys have trained us this way. This is what I'm telling you. It's not about because we're idiots, we're stupid or anything like that. We have been trained to adjust and to adapt because we know that you guys like certain things, and we try to do those certain things that you guys like. Like, you know, you have a guy that have a certain type of car, certain type of money, they try to buy you things, buy things in the club, whatever. And we know that certain women are attracted to that. So we try to emulate those things, and even though that's not us, this is what we do. Now, some men are just genuine like that. They can do those things and be who they're supposed to be, but a lot of times they're doing to show up for women. So regardless of what you say that you're going to do and not do, we don't care. We just want to get at you if you are giving us that vibe. If you're not giving us that vibe, like Smiles right now is never looking at me.
I'm going to say, what kind of vibe do you give off makes you think you can keep trying? And not the initial try, because shoot your shot. That's
smiling.
Not a problem.
You're smiling.
So what
no,
are you
it's
doing?
Not that.
You're smiling.
Your goofy-ass smile. I'm going to be honest with you. So your goofy-ass happy-go-lucky, yo, you know what? That was cute, but not really. Smile gives these dudes hope.
That's
and you got to kill them. You got to crush their hope.
Yes.
That's the only way you get over it.
So, yes. Real face, and then we say, oh, mom, why
so
you?
What?
And then that's their
so
way,
what?
Too. Oh, no, that's the best way, too, because they're like, oh, mom. Why
are
you looking like that,
my
baby?
No, it's like
I can't win.
No, I'm gonna give you examples. I'm gonna give you examples. Like me and you hanging out, right? If all of us is hanging out, and Maida keeps on laughing at my corny ass jokes. Obviously, I know she got some kind of vibe for me because she's paying attention.
But that's where I think you may be wrong. Maybe
right.
You're fucking funny.
Right.
No. What I'm saying, she's the only one laughing at my jokes.
Just her.
Everybody else in this room. Okay. Yeah, everybody in else's room is like, yo, that's stupid. And she's
okay.
All into it.
I get that. That is a bomb. I didn't say you. Like, oh, he's so funny.
What? What? Women don't do that. Oh, okay. But women do that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what, and you might not think of anything about it, but subliminally, we think in our head,
like,
she on me. So I need to pay attention to her.
That may be corny and stupid.
No. That's not true. I could tell from each and every one of you ladies in this room right now. Like, right now, y'all are all serious, and you're not digging me. I don't know if you're digging Amadi or not, but...
Who cares?
They get on that. We all good.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, I can tell if one of y'all was digging me because how your energy be focused towards me.
Hey, who cares about us? Was that a Tony Grillo?
But I'm going to say that. Ask the question, Amadi. I'm trying to give it real.
Who cares? Put the asparagus on the grill.
Oh, God. Now, Odetta, do you have a question for us, Odetta?
Oh, but okay, gosh. What's the heat when you get curved? I want to talk about the heat.
What's
when
the
you
heat?
Get the, when you get the nice, it's just ego and emotion. All the heat.
Are you one of those men?
When you get curved nicely.
When who gets curved?
I don't
men.
Get curved. I don't
not
get curved. I don't
you
get curved.
The curve, in a nice way, like, you know, I'm just...
All right, so back in, like, 94, when I tried to holler at Odetta, and she curved me,
right.
You know, I said, Odetta, F you, Odetta, and she's like, F you, too. And I was like, that's cool.
Now, that was like, I wasn't pressed on it.
No, it's like...
You gotta find out who in our block said that bad rapper.
I know it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
I wonder who.
No, seriously, like, that's immaturity, what guys are doing. They throw the heat back at you because they're insecure, they had everything together, and they really don't.
Yep.
So that's why they come back at you that way, try to make you look like you're less of a person.
Uh-huh.
That's all it's about. It's nothing about,
ego.
Yeah, straight ego.
That's
their ego's
why
been
got a flat butt. It's been flat.
Right. Thank you.
You're right.
You
I am.
You knew it.
You just mad.
You know why I respect her though? She knows she has a long back.
Yeah, I know my back.
She has a long back.
She'll tell you that.
You're gonna pull up. She's gonna tell her to pull up. She's gonna pull up. She's gonna bat those big eyes at you. Your dumb ass is gonna smile. She's so cute. You're still gonna expect her to have a butt. She's gonna get out of the car. She's gonna walk by you. You're still gonna be thinking she got a butt. And after she walks by you, you know that you ain't got a butt. She ain't got a butt. Your lying eyes are gonna say she's still cute though.
Yep.
And that's the crazy part. So yeah. She'll get away with having a long back.
Really?
She's still good on it. Trust me.
Yo.
Amadi,
answer the question I've done ahead, man, about the heat. Why God give me heat, man? We're going all over the place.
You are the perfect one to answer.
Yo,
going all
yo,
over the place.
Say, no,
place.
I'm
go
not
place.
The one, because I, listen, all right, we're going to talk about
yeah,
something very
real. Come
crazy,
back, come back, come
I've
back.
I've been with dudes, no name, but
yeah,
after...
Yeah, you've been with dudes?
Yo,
right, I was like, I was waiting for the ball.
Pause.
So I've been with dudes, and I understand what y'all are saying, because I've been with dudes, we've been walking, chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, what up? How you doing? Ooh, you cute, da da da. And then they give them the crazy curve, and they'd be like, oh, fuck you, then, bitch.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Say yeah, where that about? What is that about?
Hey, Odetta,
chill.
Odetta,
chill. Odetta, chill. Odetta, chill.
She got a knife in her hand.
Because I know she be knowing. So, nah, but. Real talk. So some of my guys are savages and they're reckless, and they will say that.
Yeah,
and I literally try to walk away and, you know, kind of exclude myself from that situation because it's disrespectful. Because, and especially, like I was telling you earlier, I got daughters, so I'm more, you know, aware of situations and how you treat and respect women. That's huge. After I had a daughter, that really changed my life, Greg, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, having a daughter gives you a whole different understanding because you think, you know, do I want that to happen to my daughter? Do I want somebody talking to my daughter like that? Then it gets a little bit more personal. So I'm constantly evolving. So that's why you'll hear throughout the show from the beginning of our shows when we started, some of my views start to change. I start to understand things a little bit more. That's very important. You know, I mean, I'm still going to be free-spirited and still say what I need to say, whatever's on my mind, because I really don't have a filter. But at the end of the day, I'm always thinking about my daughters. And, you know, this is a situation that they're eventually going to grow up into.
Right.
So it's very important that we have these discussions and we include somebody that's, you know, 24, somebody that's a little bit older, you know, and somebody else that has a little bit more experience as well in the dating game and in the relationship realm. So any other questions that women have?
Well, hold on. Oh, Dad, don't you notice, like, once we get to the 40-minute mark, I might get real serious?
He does.
Oh, my
God. He starts dropping that knowledge.
Oh, my God.
He starts getting real deep. He's real serious. That's why I be playing, like, Mom. Go ahead.
Meet that shit. Oh, Dad, if you turn your spare, you
I am, man. I just did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Denasia, listen, I want you to have some questions for the younger crowd. I mean, you're like half my age, so I do want the younger crowd to have, because it's very important for the people coming up, the women, the young women
very
coming
true,
up,
very true.
That they have an understanding, because the reality is that a lot of us haven't left the game in such a great situation where we can actually raise families. And a lot of us, our men don't have an understanding of what it takes to necessarily be a man, or a definition of what it is to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of the men need to hear what women define a man as being. What are some of the traits? What are some of the things that you look at when you define a man? Denasia?
I don't really know. I didn't really grow up with men in my life. I don't know what a real man is. I grew up in a house with my mom. So it's been my mom. So as I'm going off of things that I've learned as I'm growing up, where, you know, you're in the house with your grandmother, your aunts, and they're telling you, oh, my husband this, and what a man should do, or he should come home and do this, or when he come home, you should have this done for him, and you should have the dishes and this. It's just like, I don't know, what the hell do I want? I'm young. I just want somebody that's going to love me. That's it. Just love me, be there for me, be on my side. That's it. Right, wrong, just be there for me, because I don't think there's a definition of a man. Everybody is themselves. What one man will do, another man won't do. You get what I'm saying? So there is no man. It's like, who can you be with? Who can you stand being with? Who can you tolerate? Because that's all it is. You together, Greg, you've been married 17 years.
Man, you just put me on blast.
That's you tolerating someone else for 17 years.
No, that's them tolerating him for 17 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
selflessness, and love.
Okay.
That's how I see you.
Now, before we made it, before you answer that question, was your definition of the man basically the same way Athanasia was talking about when he was at her age?
Yes, for me?
Yes, you.
No, and I think maybe that's different because I had my father right. all my life.
So, I did. Not,
mm-hmm. I have a certain level that I expect.
Because of him.
And I demand, right, because of him and what he's instilled in me and shown me.
Right.
And reiterated damn near daily to me.
Right.
So maybe that's why I've been engaged life and not married. Gotcha. And still not married.
So you understood once the red flag came up, you stopped.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Maida. Well, tell me quick.
Maida, what do you think?
All of those benefits, loyalty,
mm-hmm.
hard worker, all of that. And I've gotten like a
better
loving back from my grandfather,
right.
my uncle,
right.
my biological father is not in my life, but
it's a stepfather.
Right.
So,
Mike, can I jump in here?
It's your show. Do whatever you want, big bro.
Right. But
I can't wait for you to leave. By the way.
I know.
No, because you're bully. I'm not used to this.
I know. I know.
The bully is challenging now. The real bully is here.
Now,
ladies, I want to ask you this because. Or I want to say this, I shouldn't say ask. I want to say this because a lot of guys, we don't realize that some women that grow up with fathers, we don't realize that you have issues growing up. We just see that attractive woman in front of us. So we just shoot our shot and we don't really think about the repercussions that happen to you because we don't think that way. Honestly, we don't. We don't think about, okay, she had a bad childhood. We just know she's a bad looking lady right here and I just want to get at that. A lot of men don't think that way. We just sidetracked by whatever your beauty is.
Actually, once you tell us you don't have a father figure, it's actually more of a in.
Easier way.
Easier way to get in, because I'll be your daddy.
Oh my God.
That's some real shit, though. That's some real.
So I'm going to remind you that this show is about being real. The show is not about being fake and pretending to be, right. you know, saying shit that's going to be nice. Greg and I are going to speak off the cuff. It's up to y'all to listen and catch these jewels. Because most dudes ain't going to say all this and tell you what's going on.
Hell no,
so pay attention. What are you saying out there?
Are you a little bit
crazy? This is the motto of the hour.
Okay.
Which is serious.
Yeah.
Said it with his chest, but I want to say, as Odetta said, oh, I said it right.
Yeah, you said it right.
As she grew up with her father, she expects things. I grew up with none of that.
Right.
I grew up with my mother doing everything. So every time I get in a relationship, I'm doing everything. I don't want you to do nothing. I'm not asking you to do nothing. And men are like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, I'm here. And I'm looking at you like, I don't need you, bro.
But then
I really don't. Now they're looking at me like, yo, like, go somewhere with that. Like,
but
you're
with
being
my father,
selfish.
He me
yeah.
But he taught me what a man should bring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know
he
nothing.
He taught me independence. You know? He was proud. Do your thing. I'm proud. I got you.
Right.
But he also taught me what to expect from a man. So...
So that really helped you
that
out
helped
having
me out
that
tremendously.
Right.
Because
right.
I was shown the example and it was reinforced.
But even with that being
all
said, you know, Indonesia, you were saying that, you know, we don't really want nothing. That's the one thing that a man is looking for. What can we do for you?
Yes.
And I'm thinking that's why nothing ever works for me. Because they're always I'm here, and I'm looking at you like I got this. Leave me alone. And they're like, why? I want to help you.
But that's
but
how
it's installed
that's
in
how
me.
You see-
Yeah, you know, but it's
installed
to me to do it on my own. I've always seen my mother and my grandmother doing it on their own. There's never been no, there's a man helping. It's always, I see my mother get up, 2-3 jobs. I'm here, we there. So it's installed in me. And I feel like it's a bad thing because now I can't open up to anyone. You know, I can't let a man be a man in a relationship while I'm not testing him because I'm testing his manship all the time.
Sure.
Men don't like that. What man want to be tested every time? Because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to test the hell out of you because I get up and I go to work every damn day and I'm going to let you know.
I'm going to let you know to do that, but allow him to.
And that's where I'll need to work on that.
Do
you
what
know?
You do. That's
what
I'm
do.
Doing.
Yeah. I need to be like, I need to chill out. Like,
so we're past the 40-minute mark, so I'm going to add my little Hamadi thoughts again. Here we go.
So
what it comes down
to
also.
Off. I thought that was a...
But in all seriousness, you know, we really want to think about the bigger picture. And the bigger picture, in all seriousness, has to be the community and rebuilding the Black family within the community. So sometimes if you can find a guy that you feel like you can build with, I mean, I'm sure when, you know, well, my situation was different, but I'm sure when she realized, you know what I'm saying, the potential I had, she was like, all right, I'm not letting this go through my fingers, you know. Mm-hmm. And she really stayed with me. Wasn't always the best at the beginning, but, I mean, she stuck with me and wanted to be with me. Mm-hmm. And she saw the potential. And even, like, when I was taking these trips out to Flint, Michigan, shout out to my dudes out in Flint, Saginaw Street, and Alma.
Peace out to y'all.
Word up. You know what I'm saying? Those are my peoples out there. That's real love out there. Those people, hey, we ain't going to get into all that, but I'm going to tell you, she let me basically do what I needed to do to help another community, you know, over, you know, 600 miles away from here. And that was huge. Somebody had that kind of trust to go to a total stranger's house right. and be like, yo, you're going to stay in some female's house? Some lady just welcomed us in the house.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, shout out to my dude, Doobie. Shout out to Watson. You know, shout out to 19. Bro, you know, Tim, everybody that went out there with us.
Right.
You know, it was a royalty, of course, in the flesh. Lauren. But we had an eye-opening experience, you know, with some real people. And to this day, you know, it's something that stays with me. And it's important that we work within the community. Some of the women that held us down, they shared their stories of some of the things that they've been through, the heartache they've been through. Like one lady, her son had been killed. But I don't want to get too much into that. The importance.
You sure did, though.
You're right.
Yeah, I was like, we're in deep now.
No, you're not. Not really. Let me finish. Let me finish. Well, I'll say that off here. But I'm going to finish with my thought is that the way that these people came together and understood the importance of the relationship that they had with each other was very critical. I wish more of us understood that as black men and black women, that our very culture depends on our relationships with each other. So it's important that we have these discussions. And we might not necessarily agree on topics, but at least we're having the discussion and we're bringing it to the table so that we know this is something we can all talk about.
That's right.
So how can we get back to our show when you did that?
That was crazy. That's it.
That's part of the show. Does? Pick up where I left off, dump truck.
I'm not a dump truck. You're the dump truck, man.
Why are you always looking at me like that? Just pick up where I left off.
Nah, I don't want to be serious.
Why do you think I made the doctors bring you back to life? Just pick up where I left off.
You made
the
point.
Yo, he made it right. Damn right. Wow. You don't know what I did. Wow.
Body
say
go.
Wow.
Body
say
go.
Now go, dump truck.
Yeah, definitely. I feel you on that. But, ladies, any other questions that you have for us? We have about 7 minutes left. Anything you want to know about why us guys do certain things to y'all ladies and what's the rationale behind it from our point of view?
Give me a question. We'll give you a quick 1 second answer.
Bam, bam.
The realest shit you'll ever hear.
Bam,
go.
Bam. Do you have to fuck everybody?
Yes.
Yes, okay. We do.
Why
do
you fall in love so quick?
Because it's so good.
Pussy's okay. Good. Next.
Why do you like to put fingers in butts?
Because it could go there.
No, it does.
Because it could go there.
Because skinny chicks have that booty that pops out.
I
don't want to hear my butt talk.
Okay.
My back is not long.
I'm gonna measure her back before we leave
here. Yo, I might have just spit up my juice.
It's another 42 months.
Oh my god.
It's 42 months.
I am tall.
Yo, yeah. Everybody, she's standing up right now.
You have to sit down.
Yeah, I know.
About how long
she can't sit down.
Damn, Odette is on her side now.
And she did.
She can't sit down. Odette, how can she sit down?
Because her back hurts.
What'd you say?
I just used my filter. I was going to say something.
Good job, sir. Okay.
I lied. Back. It's good. We're back.
Whatever.
Any other questions?
I know somebody that likes it. That's what I'm
going to
add. I know a few
somebody
that like my long.
Shirt's almost coming off.
Yes. Maiden,
yes.
Any questions you have to ask us that you want us to
ask?
Baby girl.
Any questions you want to ask?
I don't know. I like the way she be.
That's not a question. That's a
I'm
statement.
I'm so happy she said that. Say it again, please.
I don't like Kamadi.
Why don't you like Kamadi?
Kamadi.
Thank you.
Who cares? You should see how she straddles this chair.
What? He has a better view than I do. I can imagine.
You win the Kentucky Derby for free.
Wow! Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
So, how many minutes?
We got about 4 minutes left.
Wow. Y'all
are
having fun.
Yeah, it does. No more questions, ladies? You ladies have no more questions? Can we shoot some questions at y'all?
Sure.
Huh?
You might
welcome
me.
Okay.
It's 12 o'clock.
And I know that's serious. That's serious.
Go ahead.
Like I was telling you earlier, we deal with energy. We deal with what you guys give us. It doesn't make a difference how you dress, because sometimes you can go out to the store, you can have your hair in rollers and you got flip flops on, and we still try to holler at you.
With the long back.
We don't care. We don't care. Or you could be wearing bati ra da na da, and we still get at you, whatever, regardless. It's all about how you give off the energy to us. So the question I have to you, do you guys realize what type of energy you're giving off to men?
No. Obviously not.
Because maybe I touch too much,
or
it means that I touch as I talk.
Mm-hmm. Means shared on
Facebook. Like,
why does that give people a false sense of like security?
It's just a meme.
Come at you.
I'm just
it's
reposting
a meme.
It.
I didn't create it.
Oh,
they're
shooting their shot, but after you shut them down, they're done. But what I'm saying, the real question I'm really asking is, I don't know how it goes, because that's just me. You're not dealing with real guys.
So
you might deal with some
like
other people.
Memes are memes, right?
To me, maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
We got 2 minutes left. That sounds like another show.
Yeah, it does. So that's not really a question you're asking me. Now you're talking about other dudes. And I told you, you're not really dealing with real dudes. You're dealing with desperate guys on the internet.
And
it's obvious.
Right.
I'm
like,
why
is it
there's some too in the street.
But they're not real dudes. They're not real dudes.
They're
meme
on their phone.
Yo, they're like, yo, you posted that.
Hold on, real talk.
Ladies,
real talk. Guys that you're really feeling, real dudes,
Slow down.
Do they act that way? Do they act that way? The guys that you really feel, the guys that have that.
Do it around that act silly like that.
Right, so whatever. So that's not a real dude. I don't know, because I don't fit those categories, because I don't deal with things like that.
So there's people, Hamadi, and Gray.
No, there's a lot more than that. There's a lot of real dudes out there. What you also have to remember, ladies, like I was talking about earlier, that a lot of guys are not used to talking to women because they're used to getting rejected. So there's a lot of real dudes out there that you're probably not giving no shot to because he's not coming with that swag like Hamadi and Greg. They'll come up to you and talk to you like Hamadi and Greg and have that confidence like Hamadi and Greg, but they still could be real dudes. I'm just saying. That's what
it is.
I'm not
cleaning
up.
Hamadi don't care. I said that earlier. They're the same, but different, because Hamadi don't give a fuck. And Greg is like,
I don't give a fuck either.
You
I just like being nice.
You right. I wasn't
you're
nice.
Why you cut me off?
I'm sorry.
Why you cut me off?
I'm sorry. Okay.
You're
I'm
nice
sorry.
Hamadi. I'm just saying, I'm just saying.
Hamadi.
That man is different.
You don't try to be with a better impression.
Yeah,
yes. All right. We got about. You guys, about 10 seconds to have your final thoughts so we can close this out. So let's go with our guest first, Maida. Would you like to give us your final thoughts about this topic? About 10 seconds.
Okay, my final thoughts about this topic. Guys, if you're in the friend zone, just remain there. And be happy. And that's that.
Okay. Major?
Just be my friend. I just want a friend. I'll let you know.
Odetta.
I don't want no new friends. So I'm good where I'm at.
No new friends.
I don't want no friends. I'm good.
And Greg, what do you have to say?
No, you go first, man. This is my show, clown. What's wrong with you, man?
Take control.
No, you're mad disrespectful.
Yo, I'm just saying, go.
Our next show, we're going to talk about the disrespect. Disrespect has to stop.
I know it won't. I don't care. I don't care, Mr. Runway. Finish the show. Hurry up.
All right, listen.
You got 20 seconds left. Hurry up, man.
In all seriousness, take your time. Spend your time learning to get to know somebody before you rush into something. And stop thinking. Stop. 6 months. God. And stop thinking the shoulder to cry is going to be the ride on later, okay?
It's not, ladies.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Ladies, I really appreciate you coming in and voicing your opinions. Amadi, as usual, you know how we do our thing. This has been a joyous occasion coming up to New York and doing this. Love you guys. Peace out.
Okay, okay. We're listening.
All right. All right,
peace. Oh, my God. That was yeah, fun, right?
Amazing.
Wow, Amadi,
I never liked you. Now I do.
That was fun, right? Thank you. That was fun. Match limited by...